on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined by USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Public Schools here. We've got Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade in studio, along with Board Member Daryl Eady here, previewing tonight's meeting and really kind of kicking off 2019. Guys, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Brandon.
Yeah, good to be here.
All right, looking forward to it here. Have you guys had a nice nice little break off here from school?
Well, somewhat, except somebody gives us homework to do even over the holidays, it
seems. We did have a couple of assignments that things we're going to be getting to here in the near future. But I had a great break, got to see family, ate all I could eat, did all the fun things, spent my money. I'm ready to get back to work.
I think that's a general consensus for a lot of people. I know classes resume tomorrow. I think teachers are back to work today here
a
little bit.
Yes. And then students report tomorrow, so here we go again.
Yesterday was their last day to sleep in. Tomorrow they go back to early mornings. Then we have 2 days of school. Then they'll catch up a little bit Saturday and Sunday.
I had a couple early morning meetings this morning, and people were dragging in a little bit. So it's good that this is going to be a short week for people.
Yeah, kind of a nice way to ease back into things here and get started for the new year. And, you know, we'll start with a meeting here this evening, your first meeting of the new year. And let's kind of just talk about the first things that you'll get to, first orders of business for tonight.
Well, one of the first things we get to do is the Martin Luther King Jr. Proclamation. That's always a great way to start the year and go through things. And, of course, you know, we have a lot of history with that, especially now with our new diversity committee and everything else that we've got back and going. You know, we're going in some great tracks that way.
Manhattan's got a good tradition with the Martin Luther King Jr. Ceremonies, things that are going on, that we don't have school that day, that the proclamation does recognize Martin Luther King Jr. Week, that entire week of January 20th to 26th, and we encourage our students and staff, community members, to be involved in the multiple activities throughout the community that are stressing the fact that, you know, the idea of living the dream and peaceful protest. Protest might not be the right word, but, you know, peaceful societal involvement, and for us to get out there and let our voices be heard. So it's something that's been valued in the Manhattan community, and we want to continue that.
Yeah, and you know, I just have to say, as from an outsider's perspective here, coming to Manhattan, this may be the most diverse district my kids have had the privilege of going to, and I know that's celebrated here.
Well, and looking at the proclamation, there was another part to it I was trying to think of, and it is the principles of racial equality and the nonviolent social change is part of the proclamation that we have.
All right. Other items here on at the beginning here, donations, right?
Got donations. This is probably the smallest list we've ever had, but we just had a board meeting the 19th and then went on to break. So we only have one item on the donations and grants list. It's $500 cash donation from Feed QA LLC to Manhattan High School for travel and lodging for the robotics team. So it's a total of $500 for the donations and grants this time. We always appreciate those. We get tremendous support from the community. And it really does make a difference. So I want to thank them for that donation. I know robotics team really appreciates all the support they get.
Well, and the donations and grants we get every year equal about one full mill levy. So, you know, it helps us with great deal with costs. And a lot of special activities for our schools and projects and things like that. And it's just, you know, our PTAs and PTOs and everything else that gets involved has just been wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. And you know, kind of looking here on the agenda, I know one of the things going to be discussed here tonight, you're going to have the Director of Maintenance and Facilities in, Matt Davis, and he's got a couple of different things here. One of those kind of a name change for a position.
Right. We're changing the one of his old positions to a co-assistant Director of Maintenance and Facilities. It's actually been vacant.
It has this whole year.
Position for at least a year. And so we're kind of renaming a position, giving it a new title, and a little bit of an upgrade there, which is, you know, maintaining these new facilities and the old facilities has been something the board has really been tasked to do and something we really want to do. We don't want to get – and this will help in that as well.
We've had a lot of addition to the – with the bond from 2008, adding facilities, adding to the district, and then with the new bond that was just passed by the voters, which we appreciate, now we're going to have more along those lines. So there is that – currently is a ground supervisor position that will be with board approval, an assistant, as Daryl said, assistant director of maintenance and facilities. So we would have two assistant directors. There'd be one that would oversee the pre-kindergarten and elementary, the custodians, the facilities, taking care of those. And then the other would be over the secondary and the support services under the direction of Matt Davis, who's going to be involved with a lot of the construction work, all the different things that go along with, in addition to running the district. So, and we do have it in the budget. That's always a good thing for people to hear, that it has been budgeted for. We just hadn't filled the position up to this point, and now we feel like it's just absolutely necessary.
Yeah. And that's a good point here, because it does involve a little bit of a pay increase, as I understand.
It does. The position called for $42,000 as the ground supervisor, and now it would be $52,000 with these additional duties and the time that would go along with it.
Okay. While we're on the subject of the bond, I know that maybe not here tonight, but looking ahead to next week, next couple of weeks, you're going to be doing some more with the bond, some interviews and stuff.
Yeah, some of the homework we had, we're going to be doing some interviews for the architecture planning and everything for the upcoming bonds, going through those businesses and stuff like that to help us design, or they will be doing the designing with our input and everything else from ourselves. And that's going to be going on next week, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, I believe.
8th, 9th, 10th, Tuesday, 8th, Wednesday, 10th. Thursday, yeah. At 6 o'clock each night.
Yeah, we'll have about 3.5 hours of that each night. And then the 14th, we'll be going over the construction manager at risk applications and going over that as well. And then hopefully within a very short time, we've told people we're moving quickly on getting these new schools, this expansion project, and everything else going, because we feel like we're behind. And that's what we're promising, and that's what we're doing. We're moving forward and getting that all worked out and done. And so the next month is going to be pretty busy for the board.
Then you throw on top of that the regular board meetings, and then we've got on January 23rd our second half of the site council reports that Bluemont, Lee, Marlatt, Ogden, TR, and Woodrow, the other elementary schools, will all be coming and giving site council reports to the board that evening. So
right.
Lots of evenings being filled this month.
Yeah. No doubt about that. There's going to be a lot of movement on that topic, and rightfully so here. As you mentioned, you want to move on this pretty quickly here. And so when do you hope to have a construction manager at risk maybe in place here?
Oh, I would think long before the end of the month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably the third week of the month, maybe somewhere in that time frame. So we're pushing forward. We would like to have it about a month ago or 2 months ago, but, you know, we had to wait.
Yeah, sure.
And we've got our next board meeting would be the regular board meeting would be the 16th. So, man, it'd be great if we could have those positions on the agenda for that night.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back, preview more here of what's happening here this evening with USD 383. Again, we're talking with Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade, board member Daryl Eady. Back after this on News Radio KMAN.